God.
This isn't Jules' normal time.
No.
So I get the confusion, but I'm here anyway. Danielle, I wanted Danielle to come with me today, and she could not do 7 o'clock.
I couldn't do 7. I'm just too busy.
And I'm a good friend. I accommodate people, so.
Well, I proposed it, too. I said, Jules, I'm seeing it free from 4 to 5. Let's just take it.
Yeah, and so that's exactly what we did. And we're here. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Going to play some Glee and non-Glee. It's a pretty good balance today, actually. So we're going to start off with Silly Love Songs. I'm picking this song in dedication of Danielle because she likes Wings with Paul McCartney, and this is one of their songs that Glee covered.
Awesome. How many songs did Glee cover of them?
I think just this one. So, anyways, we're going to play Silly Love Song now, originally by Wings, but by the Glee cast. What did you think of that, Danielle?
Sorry. Oh my god, I just dropped.
Thanks a lot.
I like that song.
Yeah.
I like the word, I love Like, I think the word silly is a great word to use for many things.
The internet is not connected anymore. It's like going on and off.
Okay, we'll just connect to the VP. I think you can go hit the next one when you want to play. See if that works.
It's not like playing.
Can I use the mic? I just want to see if you're connected to the VPN.
Of course. Some technical difficulties. Yeah. Any listeners?
We apologize so much.
Yeah, well, we can tell a story.
We watched 90 Day Fiancé last night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're not connected.
And we just, like, keep thinking about some of the gold digging people on that show, like that girl who sent the mean emojis.
Mm-hmm. I love 90 Day Fiancé. I think it tells you a lot about
society. I never watched it. Yeah, I never watched it until Danielle showed it to me. But it's definitely a show up my alley. I like really like that kind of stuff. It's just nice to have a show that you can watch with your roommate. Makes you hang out with them. Yeah. We also watch Hell's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. I got Danielle into Hell's Kitchen.
It's initializing connection.
Yeah. I wonder if they can even hear me.
Probably, maybe. Oh. Assigning IP address. Okay, we're connected. Okay, come back.
I don't want to play this song, though.
There we go.
Okay.
Ow, you just
I'm so sorry. Okay, so now I'm going to play Wannabe Startin' Somethin', which is originally a Michael Jackson song, and Danielle likes Michael Jackson, so it's by the Glee cast, though. So
I don't listen to Michael Jackson much, but
like everyone likes Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I'm not a Michael Jackson stan.
Okay, so let's.
I loved when he dangled that kid off the balcony. Okay, though.
Not now, Danielle. Okay,
isn't that his son?
There we go. It might have been his daughter or his son. I don't know. Okay, anyways, Wannabe Startin' Somethin'. Wow.
I will say I didn't like the Mama Say, Mama Saw, Mama Busa thing.
Well, that's in the original song.
Yeah, but I just didn't like the way they did it.
Okay.
I mean, it would have been good if it was like, I feel like that was like kind of like a Zumba-y song.
Yeah. I didn't expect this to be something you would just like listen to all the time.
Mm-hmm. Like, would you listen to this? Like, if you're like going, like you're like going for a walk?
Maybe. Like, if it's in my Glee playlist, like, there's certain songs that I will skip. But I feel like I would listen to it if it's like comes up in the playlist, but I don't think I would like search for this song and be like, oh, I need to listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the next song is Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers. I love the Jonas Brothers. And I think Danielle enjoyed this song when I sent it to her.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah. So I'll just get to see Danielle sing it. So, okay. So Paranoid. We're back, and Alex Kasparian's here.
Woo! Hello, WJRH!
What did everyone think of that song?
I'm freaking out. I liked it.
When I feel paranoid, I listen to that. Just kidding. I feel like I wouldn't listen to that if I'm paranoid.
Library.
So, anyways, the title of the show this week, I can't believe the guest stars they got for Glee. Like, I just cannot believe it. Because
Alex just left.
Yeah.
And she threw up a middle finger at me. True. And she took her mask off and ate a cupcake.
False rumors.
I feel like this is my show, and
I just had to update people on the hypocrisy that's happening at the very top of the radio.
Well,
I think I should be new general manager, not because Alex just broke the rules, but also because
Danielle's just better.
No,
we're gonna start a coup.
I think if I was general manager, this place would go down into the dumps
more than it already has.
Yeah, Alex is doing a great job. Oh, Jules! I think Alex just threw a middle finger at me.
I'm just saying, if like I was not nice and let you have a democracy in like a,
they definitely can't hear that. Okay.
All I'm saying is that if this was a totalitarian regime, Danielle's head would be off right now. And
I'm no, because
you know what? I'll be a martyr of the radio station. That's fine.
We'd start an insurgency.
That's fine. It'll be blue. I have very bad circulation.
So some of the guest stars that they got for Glee, like, is just insane. Like, they got Idina Menzel, John Stamos, Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, so many people.
What do you mean, is Lee back?
I feel so hurt because Alex came in here.
Again, and causing havoc every
minute. Yeah, and Danielle allowed it to happen.
No, I stood up and I said, I send my peace.
This is my hour, and they should respect that. Yeah, you better be. So, yeah, just, like, they got so many guest stars for Glee. Like, everyone and their mother was on this show. And, yeah. That's really it. My next song, I'm going to do Shake It Out by the Glee Cast. It's like a slower song. The context of the episode was like sad. So I was like, dang, I like sadness.
Oh my God, stop.
Okay. So we'll play this now.
Regrets collect like old friends. Here to relive your darkest moments. I can see no way. And all of the ghouls come out to play. Every demon wants his pound of flesh, but I like to keep some things to myself. I like to keep my issues drawn.
Looking for heaven, found the devil in me. But what
I really like that song. What did you think, Danielle?
I'll be honest, Jules, it wasn't my favorite.
Well, oh well. At least I have her here. So the next song is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And it's also by the Glee cast. The original version of the song, I put it in my playlist that I sent to Danielle. But I think, like, I like the Glee version better, I think. So, I don't think you liked this in my playlist. Like, I don't think it's that you didn't like it. You were just like, eh, it's fine. But maybe you'll like the Glee version better. Who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Only time can tell.
Yeah. Only 3 minutes and 50 seconds can tell. Okay, so let's give it a shot. Song. Danielle said it was fine. Danielle's on her phone, not paying attention. Just run. Grab everything I own. Okay. So because Danielle's been so good, and I feel like some of these songs aren't her favorite.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
I've decided to treat her with You're So Vain by Carly Simon, which she listened to for the first time like yesterday.
Yeah.
But now she's a really big fan, and this will be our first time listening to it together. So it's a really big deal, guys. Okay. So here we go. You're So Vain by Carly Simon, who is my middle namesake.
Banger.
Also, like, she's saying You're So Vain, you probably think this song's about you.
It is about.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, like.
But it doesn't matter. Carly doesn't give a flying shh. What?
Yeah.
People think.
She's Carly Simon, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really great.
I like the line that's like, clouds in my coffee.
Yeah.
Clouds in my
coffee.
I drank my coffee this morning and I was like, I had a banging cup of coffee this morning.
And then did you get coffee at Mojo's?
Yeah.
So two coffees.
Well, I got a latte.
Okay.
Iced. So there weren't any clouds in my coffee.
Okay. So my next song, I like this song. It's Ballroom Blitz. And I put it on a playlist for Danielle, but she didn't get to it yet. And I just really want to see a reaction to it.
Why?
I don't know. I just like it's kind of just like a wild song.
Okay.
Jillian like knows, my sister like knows all the lyrics to this song. And it's like one of the songs we just like all sing as a family.
I'm so
Jillian's
nervous.
Really bad at lyrics, and for some reason she knows this song. So okay. Danielle?
Yeah, I liked it. It made sense for a song that has Blitz in the title. It really came through in the music. Yeah, I liked it. The one thing I would deter me from listening to this was that guy's like high little singing sometimes.
I like that though.
I like it if I was like outside with people, but if I was like individually listening to it, I don't think I would like that.
Oh, okay. I feel like I like it. It like adds something different and it's like fun to imitate it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Our VPN is failing us. Oh, it's back.
Okay. So the next song that I will play is Landslide by the Glee cast.
I've never heard this song before.
Yes, you have.
I don't know this song.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Because Danielle likes Fleetwood Mac, and I like Fleetwood Mac. So let's do it.
Down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide brought me down.
Danielle, your thoughts?
That was a great rendition of a great song.
Yeah. So the next song is it's like tied for number one of my favorite song of all time. The other being Freebird, which I made Danielle listen to 2 weeks ago because it's 9 minutes and she refused to do it on her own. And so this one is In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. I think Phil Collins is like extremely underrated, and my mom and I, every time that we're in the car, this song just happens to come on, and I just really like it. So take it away, Philip. Well, that was such a good song.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think we have time for one more. I'm going to do Roots Before Branches, which was the final song in season 3 of Glee.
That's your favorite season, right?
It is my favorite season. Thanks for asking. And if you didn't know, I firmly believe that Glee should have ended after season 3. I think it was like a perfect ending. And this song was like Rachel Berry leaving like Ohio to go to New York. And she was like sad. She was leaving her friends, but she's like has new opportunities ahead of her. And it was like a good finale song. Mm. And this was like, I don't think it's original for Glee, but it's like basically only known because of Glee. Like the song from Victorious I was telling you about. Mm. Okay. So it's called Roots Before Branches.
Something else.
What did you think, Danielle?
I liked the thing in the background.
The wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would have been a great ending song for this show. Too bad that they didn't do it. But yeah, I think it's a good song. And that about wraps it up for today. I'm glad that Danielle came.
Yeah,
that
great show again, Jules.
We were able to compromise and find a time that worked for both of us. And yeah, I'll probably do... actually, next week I don't think I will be doing 7 o'clock, so... who knows? Just always listen to this station and maybe you'll hear me because I'm unpredictable. Wow. So yeah, that's just a lesson for today. But yeah, so guess have a great week.
Have a good week, guys.
See you on Sunday when I'm here for Danielle's show. Okay, peace.
Also, do the shows get like automatically recorded? Because I...
there was, I think so far this semester, three of